Hello, are you the wizard? Sorry, I'm late and I'm... Let me start again. Are you the wizard that's looking for people to quest? I mean, who's recruiting a group to go on a quest? You're not. Have you seen the wizard? You are. But you just said that you're not a wizard, you're a mage. But you are recruiting. Great. And if you complete the quest, you get entrance into the Adventurers Guild? Fantastic. Hi. Am I late? Because there's no one else here, and I really thought I was late. Oh, good, I'm on time. Fantastic. Allow me to introduce myself. I am Swee Savage. I am Savage. I'm Savage the Barbarian. And I have come to join your group. Savage the Barbarian. No, that's definitely my name, Savage. It's a very barbaric name. Because I'm a barbarian. Did I mention that I'm a barbarian? Because I am. Am I sure? Absolutely. I've got a warhorse. Where? There. That's my warhorse. That's murder. Murder. That is murder. My warhorse. Does it look like a warhorse? Well, that's because I grew up in an icy place. And the warhorses have hair. Because it's cold. What's that? That is my warhound. That is poor Murder 2. My warhound Murder 2. I'm not great at naming things, but that's fine because I'm great at bashing things. Because I'm a barbarian. So. Oh no, I'm not a member of the Adventurers Guild. It's. I mean, I've just been so busy adventuring that I haven't gotten around to it. But you know, if we complete the quest, I'll just be part of it anyway. So it kind of all works out. Would I like a cup of tea? I would no, because I don't drink tea, because I am a barbarian. Do you have any beer? You don't. Well, I guess tea will have to do. What kind of tea is this? Never had that before, because I don't drink tea. You know, this tastes like magic. This is magical, isn't it? This is magic. This is a magic potion, isn't it? What is this? A truth potion. Oh, bollocks. Why would you give me a truth potion? Because it's important to know the people that you're adventuring with. Bollocks. Well, you know, that makes sense. That is a very, it makes sense. I mean, I wish you hadn't done it. It is a truth potion. It's just, well, I have nothing to hide. I have a lot to hide. I mean, I don't, it's complicated. So you're going to ask me questions now? Yay! And by yay, I mean bollocks. Am I a barbarian? Yes, I am. I am a barbarian, but I know that I don't look like a barbarian. Because most I'm short. I'm short. And most barbarians aren't short. All barbarians are tall. My family is full of very, very tall people, but not me. I'm short. I'm very short. I am a short barbarian, but I'm still a barbarian. I still have the barbarian rage and all the urge to smash and bash and kill. And I am not, like my family says, an angry short person. Do you know how difficult it is growing up as a short person in a family of very tall people? No one took me seriously. Everyone called me Half Pint. Half Pint. I can drink full pints, a lot of them, of tea. I like tea. And I was quite excited when you offered me a cup of tea. The truth potion was a disappointment, But I am a barbarian. What's my name? Well, my name's definitely not Savage, because that is a tall barbarian name. And I am a short barbarian, so my name is... My name is Sweetheart. I am Sweetheart, the short barbarian, but I will still bash you if you say anything. And that's the truth. Warhorse? What? Oh, no. That's not a warhorse. That's a battle alpaca. A battle alpaca. Well, you see, the thing is, I'm short, and warhorses are not short. They're very, very tall. And I can't reach. Well, I can reach, but it's not very graceful, and people laugh at me, including the horses. And you can't bash warhorses, because that's just not right. So I have Mittens. Mittens. His name is Mittens. It's not Murder. I said Murder because that's a warhorse name. But Mittens is a battle alpaca name. No, 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 no. He is a battle alpaca. Mittens may not look scary, but he is bloody terrifying. I have seen Mittens take out an ogre. An ogre that I was going to kill myself, but Mittens got there first. And oh... By the gods. It was brutal. It was just... I have never seen such sights of violence and brutality. And I grew up in a barbarian family, so I know what brutal is, but when Mittens took out that ogre, he had no mercy. No mercy. And afterwards, I was perturbed. I was perturbed because cute and fluffy, super violent. And Mittens saw that I was perturbed and said, "Would you like a hug?" Well, no, he didn't say, "Would you like a hug?" because Mittens doesn't actually talk, but he went, which is battle alpaca for "Would you like a hug?" And I said, "Yes." And he's very reassuring. Very, very reassuring. And I'll be honest. Despite the fact that I am a very capable barbarian, being out on my own, it's a little bit... Sometimes I get a little bit nervous. Because... I get lonely. And Mittens helps with that. He also, you know... builds me up for battle. Really helps my confidence. So battle alpaca, bloody vicious, very reassuring. And also the right height. Because I'm a short barbarian. Murder 2. Oh, you mean portly? His name's not Murder 2. I just said that because that's a warhound name. But he's not a warhound. He's a war corgi. Oh no, not because he's vicious. He's fat. No, I'm so sorry. Portly, I can't help it. It's a truth potion. I'm sorry, Portly, please. Look at what you made me do. He's going to pout now. But he is a war corgi because he started a war, because he stole biscuits from the next village over and then we had a war. But he was very, very sorry. Very sorry. And to make up for it, he got me this. An enchanted warhammer. Look at it! Super fancy, right? I know! I should not have this level of gear. Not that I'm not experienced. I am experienced, but not... I've killed things. But I've never really gone on a quest. But look at the hammer! Yes, you can check the enchantment, right? I know, it's super overpowered. And in fact, he didn't just get me the warhammer. Got me my helmet, my breastplate, these boots. All because of biscuit-related incidents. He does get into a lot of trouble, but he always makes up for it. And if you allow me to join your group, he will cause trouble. And you will get frustrated, But he will bring us biscuits and enchanted shit. So that kind of makes up for it. What? Oh no, I am a really good barbarian. I was never formally trained, but I would watch them and I practiced. And I've killed goblins and orcs, even a harpy. And a mermaid. But that's just because she wouldn't take no for an answer. She had a thing for short barbarians, apparently. If I'm so good at being a barbarian, why aren't I part of the Adventurers Guild? Because they wouldn't accept me. I've tried 7 times, 7 different cities, and none of them would. They all laughed at me because I'm a short barbarian with a battle alpaca and a fat corgi. Sorry, Portly, I can't help it. It's a truth potion. And I am good at what I do. I am a barbarian. I'm just short. And because I really didn't spend a lot of time being a barbarian, I'm not as barbaric as I could be on a day-to-day basis. In battle, super barbaric. On a day-to-day basis, I like tea. But I want to be an adventurer so bad. Mostly because I hated my village. Because they called me half pint and they wouldn't let me kill shit. But also because it seems really fun and exciting. And when I saw your ad, I thought it could be a way to get into the guild, but also get a reputation. Because no one knows that I'm good at killing. I mean, Mittens knows, and Portly knows, and now you know, because Truth Potion. But the Adventurers Guild doesn't. But if we complete this quest, then they'll take me seriously. So, how about it? Can I join your group? There's something I should know. Oh, bollocks. Did Portly steal your biscuits? What do you mean I'm the only one that showed up? No, I read the whole description. I know it's a very, 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 very dangerous quest. That's why I'm here. And also to gain entry into the Adventurers Guild. And also to get money for biscuits, because Portly is expensive sometimes. I mean, not all the time, all the time. All the time, he's very expensive. I'm the only one that showed up. And? Well, I know you're looking for 4 people, but, I mean, we technically have 4, not people. We have a mage. Have to be honest. Truth potion. Not quite sure what the difference is between a wizard and a mage, but we can talk about that on the road. We have a barbarian. We have a very scary but reassuring battle alpaca. And we have Portly. Mascot? That's 4. I completely understand if you don't want us because, well, I mean, I would be a bit. You seem really nice, and dosing the tea aside, I think we could have fun. And complete the quest, of course, probably. I mean, 50-50. Maybe 40-60. Oh no, it's because I don't know how good a mage you are. If you're a good mage, it's definitely 55-45. You're a good mage. Can I get you to take that truth potion? No. Okay, understandable. Does make me doubt, though. Really? 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 You? Really? All three of us? Portly, Mittens, and me? Wow. Honestly, didn't think you would agree. How long until this potion wears off? 9 hours. Oh, bollocks. Better get Portly some biscuits. Where's Portly? Mittens, where did Portly go? Oh dear. It's not bad. It's probably bad. Well, Portly. Well, I did call him fat. And when I call Portly fat, or when anyone calls Portly fat, one of two things happens. Either Mittens beats him up, or Portly goes on the hunt for biscuits. And he doesn't care how he gets them. And normally when that happens, I get a new enchanted item. If you want to take it back and not be a group, I completely understand. Really? Wow. Beginning to be a bit worried that you might be a bit desperate. But then again, so am I. So, great. So we're a group. We're a team. Are you sure? Just because, I mean, really? Really? No. I am thrilled. I am made up. I'm just also worried about Portly. Well, not worried about Portly. I'm worried about what trouble he's going to bring to our door. Not that we have a door. I have a tent, and talking of tents, we should probably make camp because it's getting dark. Unless you're expecting anyone else. So I was late. Thought so. Oh, Mittens had a... Someone called Mittens a llama, and he doesn't like being called a llama, so he obliterated them. Obliterated them. He really does not like being called a llama. So, should we make camp? Great. Oh, dinner? Oh, I'll just wait for Portly. Well, he's going to bring back biscuits. And trouble, but biscuits? Yeah. I'm not sure what you've done either. But I'm glad you did it. And so have Mittens. Oh, Mitten. Well, you seem a bit upset. Or perturbed. And Mittens wonders if you would like a hug. Just, you know, put your arms around him. Don't call him a llama. Just put your arms around him. See? It's so reassuring, isn't it? It's like magic. Mittens might be magic. Is he magic? Are you sure? I don't doubt you. I mean, a little bit of doubt. But that's just because I haven't seen you do any magic. Wow. Fire. Are you a fire mage? If you're a fire mage, I... I love fire. What did I say? I said, and you are really hot. Bollocks. Wait, can you hear that? Does that sound like giants? Oh no. Portly famous biscuits. Well, I guess we're going to find out just how good a mage you are. Let's get ready. What? Why are you looking at Mittens? Oh, see, I told you. Bloody scary.
Let's get ready to rumble!
What? It's my catchphrase. It's not very good, I know. I'm working on it.
And there's Portly! That's a really big biscuit.
And those are big giants. And I'm a very short barbarian. Come here, mittens.
Okay, that's better. I am a very angry barbarian!
He's also short.